still. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, calling CQ.
KM 4, LMH, I think it was, KA2TXJ.
Got this little handheld radio I've had for a while, and I just figured out, I think I got it set up right. I'm not really sure.
In this machine fairly well. You're a little noisy, but readable.
Yeah, name here is Turd. I'm in Greenville, over near the Memorial Hospital there. And, yeah, this is the first time I've made contact on this radio, over.
All right, well, it sounds pretty good. For affordable, it's not doing too bad. My name is Jim, Juliet India Mike. I'm over here in Taylor's, and you're readable.
Hi there, Jim. I bought this thing 2 years ago at Hamfest over in Spartanburg. It's a cheap one. It cost $65, so it works. So now I'm happy. Thank you, Jim. Over.
Is it one of those Chinese manufacturers?
Yes, sir, it is. It sure is.
Well, I have nothing against them. This is the one I'm talking to you on is a QYT, which I bought online. It's a mobile rig, 25 watts. Doesn't have an easy-to-use VFO, but it is programmable, and it does reasonably well. And I have a couple of those Baofangs, or however you pronounce them, that I've bought online, actually cheaper than $65, so... but they seem to work, and they're cheap, and if they break, you throw them away.
Roger. I started to throw it away 2 years ago. I'm visually impaired, and I was having problems setting it up, and finally, yesterday, I decided, either I'm going to set this thing up and figure it out, or I'm going to hide it in the closet, over.
Well, I guess you're able to figure it out. I know programming these things can be a challenge, and probably even more so with your situation, but once you get through it, it is working, so you have to... Have you tried programming any other repeaters into your portable?
Negative. I sure haven't. This is the only one that I've tried to put in there. I didn't know how to set the shift and the offset. That's the problem that I was having, Jim. Over.
Okay. Is it one of those that has a menu that you, once you get to the menu, you have to scroll through it with the top dial or through the up-down button?
Yeah, you can do it either way, sure enough. And you can also just punch the numbers in, hit the menu, and whatever the number is, like 33 is, I think, is where the shift was. And it was set on positive, and I had to get it on negative. And then I was looking on the repeater thing on the internet and looking for the numbers. Excuse me. And it just said 0.6, and I couldn't get it to go in. Then I went on a YouTube video, and this guy, he punched in 00, then 600, and then I'm talking to you, Jim. Over.
KO4JQY. Go ahead.
Hey, concerning the Baofangs, have y'all used the Chirp program for programming the radio instead of doing it through the menu?
Once I figured out the menu, I went that way, but I don't know about the gentleman who's trying out a new radio.
And I couldn't do it with a computer. Over.
Yeah, if you get the programming cable, hook in your driver, download the Chirp program, it's 1,000 times easier. You can actually see every channel in there. It works great.
My disk in my computer, somebody says, well, it'll work, but mine, it's not horizontal. It's vertical when it comes out, and it wouldn't stay in there correctly. It wasn't big enough.
Copy. Just Google Chirp radio programming. And just download it off the internet and pick what radio type you have, and you can dial in everything right there. It's a lot easier, but I appreciate y'all letting me break in. KO4JQY, Joe and Taylor. Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate that information. Name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, KM4DLH. Over.
Kurt, myself, will it work on a Apple computer?
Tried for Apple. I've used it for Linux and for Windows. I don't know if they have a download for Mac. It'd be worth trying, though.
I do have the programming cable. But thanks for the info. And Kurt, sounds like you're on the road to making many more contacts. KA2TXJ.
This is my very first 2-meter contacts I made today. Yes, it's a good day today. Thank you guys for coming back to this little handheld walkie-talkie over here in Greenville. All right, I'm going to get out of here, and I appreciate the information.
Well, congratulations on becoming a FAM. BKN4, UBG. Be another contact for you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I've been a ham for about 7 years. This is the first time I got on the 2-meter rig here. It's a little handheld deal. Over.
Roger that. 2 meters is pretty fun, man. I do a lot of 2 meters. Do a little bit of HF as far as, you know, being out there and talking on 10 meters and all that good stuff. I mean, I do that from time to time. You know, 6 meters and it's pretty fun.
Pretty fun. When I started, in 2014, it seemed like the propagation was a lot better on 10 meter. I guess the solar flux was up a good high then, and I made a lot of contacts on 10 meter. See, a lot of countries there, and now it's just, it's not much in there right now.
Yeah, that's the way it's become. The solar system has done rolled itself around. I think we're in the bottom, coming back up. I think they said it's 7 years down, 7 years up, or something like that. I can't remember how it goes, but we're on the upside of it coming back. So hopefully, here before long, it'll get back up to where it's actually doing better. You know, maybe that way we can do a little bit better as far as 2-meter, you know, simplex and, you know, simplex on the HF bands and all that good stuff too. So, I enjoy 10 meters and 6 meters. Hopefully I'll, you know, have my general class by the time that everything gets back up and gets back running. But, be pretty good.
Yeah, I got my general one. It's like 2015. But, I know that, I don't know how they're doing those tests. I live real close to that Red Cross over here, and I don't know what they're doing. I knew they do it on every third Saturday, but I don't, since this COVID stuff, I really don't know how they're now.
Well, they're still doing it. They're still giving it out, I reckon. That somebody was talking about it the other night on one of the channels. I can't remember which one it was, but they was talking about they was giving out a class. I didn't get the date or nothing, but there is somebody out there that knows the date.
Yeah. All right, fellas, I'm going to get out of here, and I appreciate y'all coming back to me there. BKM4, BLH, Kurt.
KN4, UBG. I'll be standing by monitoring. Fixing to stop off here and get us a bite to eat and head to Landrum. But I'll be on the side. Be listening. KN4 UBG.
Talking to you, I will be out of here as I just estimated home. KA2TXJ.
Roger. I'm going to try to get in here tonight. I guess they do this check-ins and stuff at 9 o'clock. I always listen, but I couldn't get in. Now I can, this thing, I guess it works just enough. Maybe I can get in there. I don't know.
do get a lot of check-ins on that net at 9 o'clock. They do it 7 days a week. So if you can, I'd really be happy to have you. I check in there occasionally myself. Talk to you later. KA2JXJ.